So now we're going to talk about distractions in your prayer life. You know, you may have a whole lot of things going on in your life, but the most important thing that you can possess is a good, healthy prayer life. And if you allow distractions, if you allow all of these things to come upon you, time, sensitive things, and you cause yourself to be distracted and not have a healthy prayer life, you'll always be weak. You'll always be skinny spiritually. You'll always be malnutritioned spiritually. The Lord wants to put fat on your bones spiritually. He wants to bless you. He wants your life to run smooth. The enemy wants your life to run not smooth. He wants to cause you to stumble and to trip, to fall over and scrape your face on the ground. The enemy loves that. He wants to waylay you. He wants to distract you. He wants you to give up. And anything he can do to cause you to give up is what he wants to be involved in. But the Lord wants to encourage you and tell you that you can pray your way out of any situation you have. But the enemy wants to distract you. He wants to cause you to be time sensitive. I can't pray now. My favorite show's on TV. I can't pray now because someone's rang me. I can't pray now because somebody's knocking on my door. I can't pray now because it's not the right time. I can't pray now because I don't feel like it. Whatever. The Bible talks about us being disciplined or disciples of Jesus Christ. That Greek word is disciplined. So you need to be disciplined. We make sure that we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We make sure we go to bed. We make sure we have a shower. We make sure that we do the things that we love the best. We always make sure we never miss out on those things. But do we make time for prayer? You know, when you start praying, the enemy does not like that because you cause a rift in the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of God comes and shines light on darkness, and darkness flees. Darkness hates the light. When you start praying, you cause light to shine in dark places. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly where to shine in the dark places of your life so that you can walk in a blessing. Everybody's got a different situation going in their life. Everybody's got a different thing happening to them. But the Holy Spirit is the key to starting light shining into your life, to starting your life to start to move forward. If you start praying and you have a healthy prayer life, you'll stay ahead of the curve. You'll stay ahead of the storm. You'll stay ahead of turmoil because it'll be fixed up before you even see it. You'll walk in blessed hope. You walk in peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. But the enemy comes and you start praying, you feel agitated. You get bored because your mind's not entertained with something. There's a million distractions that can come against you. And I'm not going to list them all. You figure them out. But you need to prioritize your prayer life. Sometimes the flesh does not like you to pray. The Bible says the flesh is empty against God. The flesh does not like the things of God. So you start praying, and if the flesh has rule over your life, he who rules your life will make the biggest noise. So the flesh will start screaming in your ear, I hate this. I feel agitated. I don't like this. Whatever. And you, if you listen to the flesh, you'll be led by the flesh and you'll walk in darkness. But if you walk in the light, in the Holy Spirit, then you'll have life everlasting, life abundantly. But, you know, if you don't, well, it's your choice. You know, when it comes to talking around a table with a bunch of people and having a good time, you can spend hours talking and laughing and having a good time. But when it comes to praying in tongues, with nobody else around, you can't last 5 minutes. Why? Because the flesh wants to get involved and stop you. Because the enemy uses the flesh to make inroads into your life. The enemy uses the flesh to influence your life. causes you to do fleshy things which are unedifying, and they cause death in your life. But if you pray in tongues, life more abundantly will happen. So what are some of the distractions you can get involved in? Well, you're praying in tongues, you've got all the intentions in the world of getting out the ditch, but you just get agitated. You get angry inside. You get annoyed when you start praying. You got to pray through that. You put your hand on your head and you say, in the name of Jesus, I just command this turmoil to shut up, to cease. I cause the blood of Jesus to cover this turmoil, to redeem me from this turmoil, in the name of Jesus. And you'll find that the turmoil will stop. And if it doesn't, do it again, and do it again. Start praying in tongues, and you start getting agitated, stop, put your hand on your head, and pray. If you get a sore back or your sore leg, whatever, you put your hand on your leg and you say, in the name of Jesus, I just bind up that pain and command it to leave. And it'll stop and you start praying again. You pick up the oars and you start rowing again. You pick up yourself and you start moving forward. You don't let the turmoil or the distraction cease your activity of praying. So when something happens, you start praying. All of a sudden, a fight happens in your family somewhere. And everything's peaceful until you start praying. Because you're agitating the atmosphere, the darkness in your family or in your life. And then you get caught up with the family squabble or the situation or the argument, and you forget about speaking in tongues because you've been stirred up. You know, you get someone who knocks on your door who never knocks on your door. You get someone who rings you, never rings you. All of these are distractions. You need to get up and get on with it. You need to continue on with the journey that you've organized yourself to do. You have a prayer regime, maybe 5 minutes on every hour. Maybe you might pray for half an hour a day, maybe an hour a day. But you need to continue on in that journey. Don't get distracted or waylaid. These are roadblocks caused to stop you from getting your victory through prayer. So you'll just be aware of these things. These things happen in the beginning and they get less and less as you move forward and ahead of the curve, move forward out of the storm, as you move forward and you have power around you that deals with the enemy before you even know it. You start to move in victory. And more victory. And you hardly see this stuff happen. You start praying and you move into the place that David spoke about. He leads me unto still waters, green fields of grass. He furnishes my table amongst the midst of my enemies. No matter how bad it is, I sit down and enjoy a meal. That's what David's talking about. You know, this prayer life that you have, this prayer life that comes by the Holy Spirit, this speaking in tongues will get you out of the turmoil, out of the storm. It'll get you out of all of the anxiousness that you have in your life. It'll get you out of everything that comes against you. Because Jesus overcame the world. He has the victory. And he sent his spirit back to us. We have the spirit of Christ. And we pray in this language. And the language we are speaking is orchestrated or comes from or inspired by God. So you're going to speak life into your life, not death. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if you start speaking blessings, if you start speaking the wonderful works of God, even though you don't understand it, you're going to be blessed because God is going to react. He's going to answer your prayers that you pray in tongues. And God's going to come and he's going to rescue you. But you have to stay with the program and not give up or go and do something else and be distracted. Because the enemy wants you to be distracted continuously so you'll never, never break free and get your victory. You know, if you're sick, if you have some disease that you can't fix up, By praying in tongues, that will cause your immune system to kick into gear, and your immune system will start to heal your body. You'll start to see healing by praying in tongues. It might take a while, but you will start to bring in the law that God has put in your body for healing. Your body was designed to get itself out the ditch, given that the enemy doesn't cause you to keep being dragged back in. So if you pray in the Holy Spirit, if you pray in tongues, there are so many benefits. It will cause your mind, if you have schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever, if you have depression, the Holy Spirit will go after all of that, and he will cause your immune system and your body to heal itself, because usually schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, they are brought about by a chemical imbalance in your head. And then the enemy comes and takes advantage of that chemical imbalance and causes you misery. But when you start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit deals with the chemical imbalance and the voices of the enemy. So it's a win-win for you. All you have to do is be disciplined enough to push through it, to break through it, to not be intimidated by the enemy's attacks on your life, to be consistent, not just a minute here and a minute there, not just whenever you feel like it, because the Holy Spirit wants to pray you out of the ditch. The enemy wants you to abandon your prayer life. So if you stick with the Holy Spirit, stick with the prayer life, you will always have victory, because Jesus overcame the world. So we'll leave it there.